Item number four, DIR 2014-2427, DRB SPP MSP 1A. Is this a matter that's going to be continued?
This is Renee C.A. I believe you want to hear the staff.
Let's do that.
Report on that first.
All righty.
Good evening, Commissioners. This is Will Hewen with the Department of City Planning. I'll be as brief as possible. We have had requests to continue the appeal to the next hearing from the appellant, who is also the applicant, and a letter, I believe, in support of that from the community group, I suppose. I can present on and provide comments regarding the case, or you can choose to continue it, I believe.
All right. Ms. Phelan?
Kathy Phelan, City Attorney's Office. I understood the applicant's representative was here and had one to request in person the continuance.
All righty.
Hi, good afternoon. Elliot Thompson with Irvin Cohen and Jessup. I do represent the owner. I was just hired. Previous counsel has been replaced. I have not yet gotten the file, so that's the main reason for wanting the continuance, just to really get my head around this and see what can be done and where we go from here. To be clear, I really don't want the matter to be continued in 2 weeks. I don't think that really gives me enough time to look at this and if there are modifications or reductions to really kind of get my arm around this. And also, it's a side note, not that you have to take it into consideration, but it is my birthday and I'm getting lobbied hard to take my kids to an amusement park that day. So
if pleasure.
I would love end of July, even 1st of August. I know the last day to act is July 26th, but that's at our purview to waive, so I can waive that in terms of the streamlining act or anything else.
Alrighty. So do you want to go to July 27 or August 10?
Counsel for the neighbors here, I'll just make sure it doesn't affect her vacation period. Oh. All right, so let's go August. I agree with Oren. Let's do August. I don't want him here on his birthday either.
Does this require a motion?
Yes, it does. Renee CEA, as long as the applicant or its representative provide a continuance notice that they agree.
It's Will Hewen with LA City Planning. The time to act limit is July 21st, 2017. We just need a letter stating that you agree to the continuing
I will
project.
Submit a letter tomorrow for the record.
Okay.
Directly to you, William?
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
May we have a motion? August 10. Do we have a second? Please poll the commissioners.
This is Renee C.A. We have a motion on the floor. Commissioner Bishop, how do you vote? Aye. And Commissioner Mather, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Commissioner Beatty, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Commissioner Cochran, how do you vote?
Yes, ma'am.
And the motion and the cases continue to August 10th.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Spindler, you're up.
Yes, go ahead.
So, yes. At the last minute, it was continued. Public comment was not taken prior to the action, so it will have to be reopened and reconsidered under 54950. The city attorney knows what that means. I'm a puppet. I don't know what it means. I just was told to say that. You know, like a lot. Oh, you dropped your basket, for the record. Yes. So the lady attorney could simply take a piece of scratch paper out and write a note, like I do. I write notes like that. I'm very quick with my wit. So, why was a discontinuance made before everybody was here? Why at the last minute in the hallway? People were leaving and saying, quote, it's no use. I have to hire an attorney to sue over the project. Did you know that?
Excuse me. Kathy Phelan, City Attorney's Office. If we continue the item, then the people have left. They would hear these comments. So it's actually a Brown Act violation to take comments on an item after it's been continued.
But it's a Brown Act not to have done the public comments before the item.
Respectfully, Kathy Phelan, City Attorney's Office, it's not a Brown Act to continue an item and take public comments at the meeting it was continued to.
But you didn't take the public comment before the motion was made, so you violated the Brown Act because you and the city attorney are criminals, yes. It's not your fault, Mr. Cochran. This woman here is simply a criminal attorney, and she doesn't give you proper legal advice. Please seek outside counsel. When you sue them, we'll join you in court to get paid. Thank you.